There are various kinds of religion. Why we have to religion? This question is answered not only by religious leaders, but also by psychologists. So, the understanding of religion nowadays become more and more deeper. And I think, I don't know not much about psychology nowadays psychology, but so far I understand as you know, just religion is purpose of religion is to save our difficulties. The psychologist is working hard to save or to solve the problems of our life. But why we have, you know, so much, so many problems in our life is, you know, because of, you know, our social structure, which is not so good. Or a human relationship, which is not also good. And so that is why we have difficulties. And if the difficulties become too much, it will result a nervous breakdown or some mental disorder. But why we have this kind of, you know, problem in our society or in our individual life is according to Buddhism, it is that our problems is based on, you know, our structure of, you know, way we live, you know. The foundation is something wrong. Our way of living is something wrong. That is so called it, leakage, you know, leakage. Or you may call it break, or you don't say breakage, but maybe, you know, something like that. Something is wrong. With our fundamental framework of life, you know, something is wrong. This point is already pointed out by Buddha. What is wrong is, you know, according to Buddha, because we have various desires, you know. But that desires are limitless, you know, as well as Buddha's teaching. It is limitless. No limit in our desires. But actually, the things which will satisfy our desire is not limitless, you know. It is limited. So there is already, you know, big gap between your desire and things which will suffice your desire. Even so, our way of life is, you know, based on our desires to, you know, to have complete satisfaction of our desire. Which is not possible. And sometimes you may, you know, choose some desire out of many desires, forgetting the rest of the desires. You know, you will choose one desire. That is what you will say to your girlfriend. I don't care anything but you. It means that you gave up, you know, the rest of the desire. And, you know, you try to satisfy only one desire, to have you. But it looks, you know, that is maybe by choosing one desire from out of many, you can think it is possible to satisfy your desire. But you will find out, you know, the nature of desire, you know. Even though you choose one out of many, that one desire is limitless, no end, until you lose yourself in the desire. And that is, you know, why we suffer, you know, as Buddha pointed out. Same thing is true with modern, you know, psychology or psychoanalysis, especially psychoanalysis based on existentialism. You know, according to them, modern psychologists, you know, the problem we have in our life is, you know, not because of something, you know, outside, you know, some object of desires, but based on, you know, your, you know, fundamental framework of life, you know. Something is some, you know, something wrong with it. What is wrong with it is, in whatever way you seek for something, you know, you think things exist, you know, outside of yourself, not within yourself, or not in relationship between you and things. The way things exist is not in the way something exists independent from you. Or you do not exist, in some way quite independent from your surrounding. So what actually exists is not you or not things, but some actual existence, which is in the realm of relationship between you and surrounding. So as long as you think you something exists outside, and you exist in spite of many things, related with you. You exist independent from them. Then you have, you cannot get out of the difficulties. Usually, I think when we have difficulty, what you in actual life, not in the center, in actual life, in city life, maybe. You try hard, in your own way, to have good relationship with people, and to get some money, and to have good relationship with your family. Even you do so, it is, as you must have experienced, it is not so easy. You have always difficulties. you have, so naturally you will, give up, not forever, but for a time. And you will find out some retreat, like Zen Center. That is why you come to Zen Center. Some of them, because of this reason, come to Zen Center and shut yourself up from the city life. And usually what usual people, what usual people may do is, shutting up themselves from the world and thinking hard to find out some, good way. And when you feel you have some confidence in your way, you go out to the city and work again. But still it is difficult. While you are repeating this kind of thing, you will be entrenched, in some, some line of thought or some idea, of difficulty. and you will lose your confidence in yourself. That is, you know, how usual person is doing. But here in Zen Center, what you are doing is should be different from this kind of, you know, shutting out yourself from world. But to find out, you know, quite different attitude to work on this kind of difficulties, which you think, you know, exist, you know, outside of yourself. But in Zazen practice, as you must have experienced, the way you take care of yourself, you know, it should be the way take care of your kitchen and your room and Zen Center. And this, you know, in this way, you have more subjectivity. And you have more subjective attitude towards, you know, your surrounding and taking care of your, you know, surrounding or things around you. You will learn how to be a boss of your surrounding. And instead of being dragged by things, you know, you will, you know, work on your surrounding. Then, you know, your circumstances will be quite different. This is, you know, actually how we work on our life. And if we, you know, if we want to explain this kind of practice more carefully, you know, or more maybe fancy scholarly way, maybe, which I cannot do it so well, but the things, you know, as we always, you know, repeating, do not exist, you know, without you, you know, because you are here, things exist. If you are not here, things does not exist, you know. Maybe you may say, even though you are not here, things, this building will exist. Even though you die, this building will exist. So this kind of, you know, argument is, according to Buddha, it is useless. Useless argument, which will not help you so much. You know, you have difficulties, you know, in your life, which is, you know, which it consists of you and your surrounding. The problem only arises between you and your surrounding, which is directly something to do with you. You don't mind what kind of things Japanese people are doing in Japan. You don't mind. But you will mind what I will do, or what your husband will do, or what will your wife do in everyday life. or your neighbors will do. You know, that is actually our life. And when you think, even though I am not here, you know, you are not here, things exist. That is, you know, that if you think in that way, that will create more problems to you. So you must take care of, you know, things which you are related directly. And more and more you should extend this kind of activity, you know, to more things. We should live in reality, not in delusion. We call it delusion, you know. And you know, we think, you may think, you know, you may worry about your future, you know. Your future, you say, that is, but your future is, you know, something, you know, some situation. You project, you know, your things you have right now around you. You project something to the future, and you become afraid of it, you know. And because you have some difficulty now, you think in your future you will have same difficulty. That is in fear. But actually, that kind of fear does not, is an illusion, you know, because it is something which you project, you know, to the future. And, you know, magic is here. You have various material, you know, here with you, and you project what you have in future, and you become afraid of it, and you are confused, as you are confused right now. So point is, you know, how to, you know, solve, how to take care of your surrounding, you know, before you become afraid of, you know, your future. You say you have such and such difficulties in when you are young, you know, psychoanalysts may say, because your mother was very, you know, strict with you. That is why you have, you know, difficulty in adapting yourself, your surrounding. But because of the fear you had, you know, your mind does not, you know, work properly right now. But that is, you know, even though you talk about past, you know, experience, difficulties, it doesn't help. All the result is now, right now, here. So to work on, you know, your problem right now is the best remedy. That is according to Buddha, you know. If you shot by poison arrow, you know, you shouldn't talk about what poison it will be to pull out. The arrow is the way, you know. The same thing is, you know, true with modern psychoanalysis. And it is, I was amazed by what they say, you know. They teach me what is Buddhism. Instead of, you know, when you have difficulties, you know, with your friend, for instance, what you should do, you know, fundamentally, you know, so in conclusion, what you should do is not to be, you know, enslaved by your circumstances, but to go beyond the idea of self. Or to give up the idea of self. And, you know, that is the only way to get rid of all the source of difficulties. And they say, that is, you know, how to get rid of the idea of self, you know, maybe by religious practice. They say so. Only by religious practice, you will get rid of idea of self. As long as you stick to the idea of self, you will be enslaved by your surroundings. And instead of being boss of everything, you will be enslaved by them. Because we have self, according to them, you know. We seek for some possibility, or not some possibility, you seek for something good, you know, for yourself, because you are here. So you seek for something good. But something good, according to them, again, something good is, you know, is in the realm of good and bad, you know, and it is realm of possibility. In the realm of possibility, you know, the possibility means possibility of being good and possibility of being bad. You know, if you drive a car, there is two possibilities. To have accident, to arrive at Monterey, you know, safely. There are two possibilities. As long as you are going to Monterey, you know, another possibility of accident is for us, always with you. But that possibility is not, you know, on the freeway. It is on your side, you know, to seek for something completely, you know, something good, completely indifferent from something bad. That is not possible to, to have it, you know. Most of the time you will arrive at Monterey without accident. But no one knows, when you are driving, if you have accident or not. No one knows. Case by case, if you want to, you may be, one case out of thousands, So no one knows. What do you seek for? Something good. That is, altogether wrong, way of seeking. way of having to get rid of uneasiness from your life. When you know what you are doing exactly, there you have chance to practice our way quite seriously, to have more positive way, in your life. How you have positive way in your life is, instead of, pushing yourself, you should forget yourself. You should, you should get rid of the root of the trouble, which is you, idea of you. That is the root of the trouble. Because of the idea of you, because you stick to the idea of you, you have to choose something which is impossible to have. And, so far, various, religion has been helping us. But if we come to this point, not many religions can help, The most religion will encourage you idea of self. Maybe most religion, where Christianity is not, they don't. They say something. You cannot add one more feet over your head or something like that, you know. But most religion, you know, encourage you to pull more, to make your hands 1 feet longer, you know, to reach for something, or to make yourself higher 1 feet, to reach for something. If they believe in something, you will have more power or more ability, so that you will have more power or more ability, you know. You believe in the teaching they give you. But that is not, you know, that will not help. That will encourage your problems. But the only way, you know, is to get rid of the idea of self. And here, you know, if I say so, that is not possible. I'm sure you will say so. That is not possible, you may say. But it is possible. Someone may say, if you get rid of idea of self, you know, what will happen to you? You will be very lonely, you know, without any idea of self. If the purpose of practice is to get rid of idea of self, you know, what will happen after you attain enlightenment? Maybe all the people get enlightenment, you know, attain enlightenment. It may be okay, but I don't want to attain enlightenment, giving up myself, you know, to make other people happy. Oh no, you may say. But, you know, it is not so. That is why, you know, Buddha, you know, had difficult time to provide some way, you know, for people to get rid of this kind of idea. Do you have some answer for that question? What is our way then? You know? How do you get rid of idea of self is the point. You can, of course, you cannot do it all at once. But there is a way to get rid of idea of self. Maybe I have. If I start to talk about, I don't feel, so good. Before I tell you to have a cup of water, it's very good. I feel I have some secret. If I tell you, that is what Roshi is talking all the time. And you may be discouraged. So maybe better not to tell you. Everything is written on this page. I'm selling you, snake oil now. Hi. I haven't talked 1 hour yet, so I must continue maybe. Do you have some questions? Yeah, please ask some questions, Hey.
I have an answer to that one of how to get out of self, concern for self, and I think it's concentration on truth and love. Those two things will get you right out of yourself. Concentration on truth. In other words, anytime you hear anything that you think isn't perfectly in agreement with how you yourself have thought about it, then you say what you think. You don't care what they think about you because you're speaking truth. And love. Those two things. And an extreme concentration on both, I think, will get you out of yourself.
After you have good practice. And then another side of it, how you have good practice, That is the other side of the answer, When you are well concentrated, on what you do and on what is happening here, not you or me, but what is happening in the realm of possibility. If you take care of things, in the realm of possibility, that is only one way. There, small I is not there. Some object is not there. What exists there is not something on the mirror, or, you know, is not something. It is something on the mirror, but not mirror, or not you. You know, you are in the mirror, actually. You see, in the mirror. You are watching yourself in the mirror. But that you is not you. You see? And not mirror. What is it? That is true reality. That is something which I talked about the other day, you know. You in the river. You see yourself, Tozan saw himself in the mirror, in the water. That is a real, something real. Not himself, you know, not water, but real self. If something bad happens, you know, happens to you, but you should know the other side of it is good, you know. When you say this is good or bad, already you say so. But things itself is not good or bad, you know. So you shouldn't be bothered by it. Something bad happens, it is okay, you know. It appeared in that way. How you have this kind of actual understanding of life is how you practice Zazen. In your practice, you don't hear, but the sound comes, you know, to your ear, and your ear and something, you know, create something new here. That's all. To understand that is to go beyond you and things, you know. That is real love, you know. But when you carelessly say, love others, you know, in that case, there may be, you know, some danger, you know. Because you feel you love others, you know. But in real love, there is no idea of or feeling of loving anyone else. You know. Here you is there. Actually, there is no mistake. But I say no mistake. When I say there's no such thing like mistake, I say I'm saying you don't have to worry about it too much. You must be free from it. You must, instead of being worried, you should work on the result of your mistake, which is present right here.
Why you would call it a step up the evolution and learn from it. So, why I care about the good and bad, I look at it like a step up the evolution.
I see, yeah. To live, this moment is anyhow, important. While somehow you will create some I couldn't follow you so well. You.
My thinking is, I feel like I'm controlled by it. And then, if that's all that's happening. The minute that begins to happen, I begin to think about it again, and watch it, and then I'm no longer sitting, I'm thinking about it. It seems like my thinking mind is so strong. I'm afraid I can't stop thinking about it. I hold on to it. I don't know how.
Oh, I see. Stop. Yeah. I'm not saying to stop your thinking, To think is okay.
I don't mean I'm trying to stop it.
Naturally you stop it, or intuitively.
I'm afraid of stopping. I continue it.
Oh, I see. You are afraid of stop it. Yeah, stopping it. And you want to continue it.
Yeah, but I also don't want to.
But it goes. Thinking mind goes. Even though you don't try to stop it or try to continue it, it goes. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but I go with it. It's a problem.
You go with it. you go with it. It's pretty good, you know. You go with it. You follow, you know, with it. So, thinking mind is going, not you, you know. And thinking mind is stronger, and you is weaker, you know. I think so. Isn't that so? So, if you are not, you know, soon I think, you will not be afraid of, you know, going with it or afraid of stopping it, you know. You just follow your thinking mind without being afraid of it or without trying to stop it. Then your ego is very weak, you know. And thinking mind is so-called, think non-thinking. Dogen says, you know, think non-thinking. Non-thinking is pure thinking. Think without any direction. Follow. Then, you know, what is happening there is cannot make any harm to you, you know, and rather it will help you.
It
is some evidence that you have, your practice is involved in some, you know, some usual practice, you know, of, you know, doing something. Our practice is just sit, let everything happen on you. That is, you know, looks like a very difficult thing, but there is no other way to get rid of the root of the problem. And how you do it is to take care of yourself, you know. To take care of your breathing. And thinking mind, we say, but, you know, if you do not reject it, or if you do not want to stop it, with warm feeling, if you follow it, you know, if you are very kind with your thinking mind, then there is no or not much ego. As if you are you take care of your, you know, friend or children. You see? Thinking mind at that time is like children running around you, you know. Oh, be careful. No, that is the way. There is no, when you practice in that way, there is no you anymore. That is the secret of, you know, to get to go beyond. Self-centered practice. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock. Maybe one more question. Hi.
Is it possible that it isn't because we are afraid of ourselves, or because we think we are not used to the experience of experiencing ourselves as one whole thing? It happens in a blink of an eyelash that you are absolutely still and absolutely in one piece. We are not used to that.
Yeah.
And it's a very difficult thing that to extend the time, I think, that it's possible to be like that. It comes up when you are doing something and all of a sudden they need to have some idea of what Zazen is about. But it doesn't stay with you. As it says, for a second or for a few seconds. So it's a model of how you feel, I think.
Yeah. Not only our practice is not just sitting, you know, where we eat, where we walk, you know, is a practice too. So if you walk or if you eat, the way we eat, you know, then more and more you will have that kind of mind, you know. That is why we have we practice tea ceremony, you know. Tea ceremony is established by Rikyu. And, you know, because of his road, his complete calmness of mind, he is ready to open. But at last, you know, he. But tea ceremony was established. If you act like he acts, you know, you feel his spirit. So our Zazen practice, not only Zazen practice, but also meal practice or rituals is provided in that way, originally. But nowadays, I don't know so well. So, if it is difficult for you to practice sitting Zazen, you can study a tea ceremony, you know. Some student who was taking movie of tea ceremony invited me, you know, and asked me to explain what kind of action is then and what kind of action is not then. Tell me. He said. But all from the beginning to end, you know, what they do is supposed to be, you know, then practice, not this part or that part. From beginning to end, it should be Zazen practice. So whether they